This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On Tuesday's show, Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary Matt Colliffe highlighted some of the top finishers at the National FFA Convention in late October. Colliffe adds there were several Kentuckians who received American FFA degrees on Saturday, October 30th.
We had 91 students receive the American degree this year, and that's a huge honor. Less than 1% of the total membership is going to get that in a given year. It's a huge honor. It's based on 5 or 6, or in some cases 7 years of hard work with their supervised ag experience program and also their FFA involvement.
Colliffe says some other members and chapters also placed in the top 5 in their competitions.
Jalen Cox from Taylor County was 5th in the nation in employment skills. McCreary Central FFA was 6th in the nation in forestry, and they had a young lady, Devon Shelton, from there was 10th in the nation, the 10th high individual.
He says Spencer County is always a top competitor in dairy evaluation.
Spencer County, 8th in the country, in dairy cattle evaluation. They had a young man, Jackson Baird, was 6th in the nation. Henderson County was 9th in agriculture sales. LaRue County was 9th in the country in milk quality product.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 11th through the 13th. Witness the bull riding, barrel racing, even steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope Foundation. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Learn about the country store and livestock competitions at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Matt Colliffe says Kentucky FFA had 2 talent competitors in the top 10.
Sam Smith from Montgomery County was in the national talent contest, and also Ariel Evans from Trigg County.
He adds there were several members from the Bluegrass State at the National FFA Convention.
Normally we estimate it's around 1,000 Kentucky FFA members that get to attend the event.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.